You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tonight at Chickie's here in South Philly, the Jordan Mailata Show at 6. Me, Elliot, and Jordan. And then the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shoreparks. This week's guest is Cam Jurgens. Joining us now, as he does the day after Eagles games at 4 o'clock always, is Donovan McNabb. Donovan's call-in brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make your right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how are you feeling, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Horrible.
Damn it, Favre!
Yes, pretty horrible.
Understandable.
Donovan, what the hell happened last night with the offense?
Everything.
What the hell?
Everything. It goes back to the conversation I had when we first started with, and I don't mean to bring this down on AJ or point it out or anything of that nature, but as the conversation kind of led after he made his tweets and encrypted, you know, conversations or whatever it may be, the whole offense shifted into a whole new different realm. Now, we were taking shots downfield. Devontae was catching deeper balls. We were going across the middle. We were doing a lot of different things. But ever since that conversation came up of why he's not getting the ball, the offense now shifted more toward AJ, and really Devontae is like missing. Like, and yep. I feel bad for him because I've always stressed, and I've talked about it for weeks, that he's our number one receiver. AJ Brown is our guy to get us over the hump, and Dallas Goedert is the most important piece to this passing game. Because he becomes so much of a threat when most linebackers who can't cover, who are in there to stop the run, we don't even throw to him or at least target him in the middle of the football field. We're throwing him in the flat route. And every route that we're running is all outside toward the numbers and not attacking the inside of the football field.
Well, so let me ask you this. Are they not attacking? Because they did that some last night. And we wound up with four interceptions and one that could have been. So are they not throwing in the middle of the field because the quarterback isn't comfortable throwing in the middle of the field?
That could be an issue to be raised. But like I said last week, I don't blame Kevin Fatula for this. I feel like he wants to do a lot more and wants to open up this offense. But I just don't feel he feels comfortable with the guys that he has in there to be able to do it on a consistent basis. Now, I mean, some can be said over the past couple of years, that's something that was part of the offense. But why now? Why isn't it now? And so when I look at, dissecting a lot of the different plays, the one tip ball over across the middle when AJ came on a dig route at about 12 to 15 yards. It, you know, he brought his hands up. Some could say he brought his hands down, Gator style. I won't go into that, but the ball was tipped. Like, you know, that's one that I think AJ, he can catch. The one that he threw where, you know, AJ was over the ball and it ended up being picked by the linebacker, he had the guy running down the seam open if he would have just put it out front. But it seems to me like a lot of these turnovers that we've had, the ball's going to one particular person. And it's almost like, you know, either it's going to be a catch or it's a drop or it ends up being tipped. And so I just look at where our offense is right now. Yeah, some can be said that we ran the football effectively. But let's take away that long run by Saquon. We're still back in the same situation. We couldn't really run the football yesterday either.
Yeah.
I mean, am I right? Like,
No, you're right.
Two yards. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying you're right. That was the question I was going to ask you, whether or not you were encouraged by what they did in the running game. You're right. It was the one big play. We still can't run in between the tackles. We get no push with the interior part of the offensive line. I think Saquon had like 8 carries for, you said, other than the big play in the second half, I think he had 7 or 8 carries for negative yardage. Like, he didn't even get positive yardage the rest of the carries in that game. I just don't know how the offense is going to be effective if that part of it is ineffective. The running game, I'm saying.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because the easiest evaluation is to talk about Jalen and his play. But I know Troy had talked about the offensive line has been doing a great job. They haven't. And the interior part of our offensive line is getting killed in the run game. And then, you know, outside, you know, Mulata's one of the best tackles in the game, but he's not having a good year. He really isn't. And so, you know, with Lane being out now, the right side seems to be doing a much better job than the left side. Mm-hmm. And so I just look at this defense. I mean, yes, we can say they were the number one ranked defense or whatever it may be, but we had the number one ranked offensive line last season. And I know injuries have crept into a lot of different situations and players and where they are right now. But it makes no sense for Saquon Barkley to be getting tackled 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It makes no sense for, like, Troy Aikman to be saying, well, he's got that cutback when the ball is supposed to be ran in the B-gap to the opposite side. He shouldn't have to cut back all the way over to the right side like he's Barry Sanders. Like, we got to get pushed up front. In our passing game, and this is the thing that I have a problem with our passing game. You can't run play action if you're not running the football. Like, it makes no sense for us to run play action, and we're not running the football. I don't know if it's Jalen, I don't know if it's the offensive staff or whatever. Get under center, man. Get under center and kind of open it up a little bit with some shotgun and pistol. But get under center, because the under center dictates what you want to do, because now you're stacking the box. When you don't stack the box and you're in shotgun, they can do exactly what our defense did to them. They can blitz the backer up the A-gap. They can blitz the backers on the outside like we were doing to Justin.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get the ball off.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, moving forward, again, you're the perfect guy to ask about this. How comfortable are you with Jalen at the quarterback position moving forward the rest of this season?
I'm very comfortable with him. But they got to come to a happy medium. Like, at this point, We're almost, and I said this to myself, you know, as I'm watching the game and just reflecting over the past couple years. Jalen's not a guy that usually turns the football over. And usually when you have a quarterback that's consistently turning the football over and everything else seems to be going according to plan, then that's the problem that you look at. But for Jalen, when I look at the way that he plays and if he protects the football, we almost become the New York Giants. When Eli was looking bad in the regular season, and then all of a sudden, come playoff time, he looked like an all-pro quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we are right now. And that's kind of how our runs have been. Our runs have been late in the season. All of a sudden, we get things going. And then all of a sudden, we find ourselves in the NFC Championship or possibly the Super Bowl. Can it end up that way? I don't know. I'm thinking positively, but right now in the regular season, we just have no answers. And I wouldn't say that doing something as far as drastically of sitting Jalen for whatever reason, they got to come to a happy medium.
Just a question about the other quarterback. As someone who played some big games while you were hurt, I was wondering what you thought of Herbert's performance last night with the broken hand and getting beat up as much as he got.
Heroic. But we're built like that. Quarterbacks are built like that now. We're basically linebackers. And he doesn't.
Oh, come on. Come on, Five. Come on, man.
That's a shot at you.
Come on, man.
I mean, wait a minute. I mean, most of the quarterbacks that are playing in today's game and even when we play, we work out with linebackers. We lifted when linebackers lift.
See, now you want to tell the story about you being stronger than me. I know that's what you're trying to get
to.
Oh,
we need that story.
Yeah. He was in there, you know. Hey, but you wanted to, though. You used to get in there on the bench press with me and everything.
You said it. But I'm just saying, I mean, look at what Jalen's squatting. You know, yep. Justin's not a small dude. Justin's like a small forward in basketball. Like, where we are in today's game, these guys are they're tough. I mean, I love the fact that I see Justin out there battling it out with the just getting his surgery on Monday. I mean, look at Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones playing with a broken fibula, and he continues to play, and then he tears his Achilles.
Yeah.
Like, we're putting everything on the line for our team, and I appreciate that.
Well, listen, one of my favorite games, man, is the game you had against Arizona when you broke your ankle early in that game. Got it taped up, didn't come out of the game, finished the game. I think you had 4 touchdown passes in that game against Arizona. Remember that game? Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I think I got defensive player of the game that game. I just wanted to bring that up.
We built different, you know what I mean?
Listen, I can admit, you may have been slightly stronger than me. May have been slightly.
Wow.
Slightly. He's a big guy. He's a big guy. But he know, and I know.
How you going to throw the slightly in there, though?
Slightly. And he used to work out with us, but you weren't faster than me, though. I know that much. You could not run me, though.
See? Now we letting the size fool you, you know?
Well, the real question for me is, who's stronger now? Today?
Well, probably him. You seen Donovan? Yeah, and I would say Five is. Yeah, that joker he's still getting under the bar somewhere on the other bench.
Absolutely.
The weight bench.
I just did that today, you know.
See, I could tell. I ain't seen a dumbbell in 5 years, man. I'm good, man.
Well, you got one right to your left.
Come on, Mike. We gotta tighten up, Mike. We gotta get
out some XL tight. So Donovan, knowing what you know. You know, watching how they play, seeing how their season's evolved.
Right.
They have 4 games left. If you had a bet how the rest of this season goes, what do you think happens?
You know, I'm going to say this. Now, the Raiders game, it could be a get-back mentally game. It could be one of those games that'll fool you. All of a sudden, we throw for 300. You know, we have over 500 total yards of offense. It can be that type of game against the Raiders. Or it could just continue to spiral, and we still have no answers. But I tell you, if we play the way we're supposed to play against the Raiders, the Buffalo Bills game will be the telling tale for what this team will end up doing come playoff time. Because we either have to have momentum going into that Buffalo Bills game, or it's going to be a somber moment where we're trying to figure things out the second game of the season. And it just doesn't end well for
him. Mm. All right, Donovan. Well, season was going all right. We didn't.
We
don't like the 3 losses in a row. We got to do something about this. Hopefully, man. If we lose to the Raiders,
I quit.
Hold it.
I quit, Five. If we lose to the Raiders, I'm out, man. I'm out.
If we play well, if we play well, we can't overly get too excited. You know what I'm saying?
No, right? No. Trust me.
Games like that are games where it's kind of like the get-back game, where, you know, everybody else has played well, but if we play well, now what does that do for our offense? But I'll say this. We need to find Devontae a lot more than what we have been in the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
I agree. It looked like he was on his way to a career year.
Yeah.
You know?
What happened?
Yep. AJ. That's what happened.
Well, I can tell you, I can see what happened, but you know, we'll see.
All right, Donovan, we'll talk to you
next
week.
All right, brother.
All right, now you guys take it easy.
All right, there it is, the great Donovan McNabb. You know,
Devontae, 114, 49, 183, 84, 69, 8. Poor guy.
So Donovan brought it up, and this seems to be there's a very, very slow come-to-Jesus moment happening here with, like, why the offense is structured the way that it is. And we're in the last stages of it. I get it. I understand. But, like, the talking point today is look at the numbers with them under center, and I think he only threw two passes with them under center, and then look at the numbers with them in shotgun. He's not going to be an under-the-center quarterback. You are a quarterback under center. That is, you're turning your back to the defense, and it's timing. Because it is drop back, fake the handoff, look, throw.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom. It's just, and there's a lot of quarterbacks that don't like doing it, right? Like even some of the better, Phillip Rivers, who we talked, Phillip Rivers like being a shotgun. Mm-hmm. You know, some guys just like being a shotgun. Some guys aren't comfortable being under center. And that's the McVay whole thing, right? I mean, that's the McVay offense, being under center. But that is for pure passers. I'm sorry. He has never been good at the timing thing. And I think he is at a disadvantage because of his height, because of the middle of the field. And I just don't think that.
I don't even know if I can give him that excuse.
Breeze never had it.
The height thing.
Yeah, I don't even know if I can give him that excuse.
I'm trying to.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, there's been quarterbacks. Like, Dak isn't the biggest person in the world. What
would
an inch taller?
Right,
Even five was, like, 6'2". Like,
yeah, he wasn't giant.
I mean?
He wasn't
6'5". 6'5".
I mean,
yeah.
Baker's, what, 6 foot?
Yes. No, yeah. He's just that timing part of it has never been what he's good at. And I don't think because you see this small sample size. And, of course, running the ball out of under center is better. But if they know you're going to run the ball every time you're under center, then you're taking away a lot of the advantage of what's happening there, and nobody's going to buy that you're going to – like they know you're going to run the ball. So I just don't buy that this small sample size of, well, look at what's happening under center. Again, I don't think – I think there's a world of – there's a big gap between genius offensive coordinator and total idiot.
Yeah.
I don't think Kevin Petullo is a genius. I also don't think he's a total idiot. So I don't think he looks at that small sample and says, you know what, nah, we could do that all game. It would work just fine, but I'm choosing not to do it.
Yeah.
I think they're not doing it because he's not comfortable doing it.
Well, and he's pressing now.
Well, that's
he's pressing. Like, they've gone from somehow being a unified team, particularly on the, speaking of this offensive side of the football, to being a team that is split up. You know, you got your offensive line, you got your skill guys, and then you got the quarterback, right? And then you got the play caller. And, you know, we went from being 8-2. Think about this. We went from being 8-2 and unhappy with being 8-2 because of the way the offense looked, to AJ again complaining about the way the offense looked, to us starting to press as an offense ever since. And we're 0-3 since then. We're 0-3 since then. You know, when they were 8-2, if the message was, listen, we're in this thing together, we're all working our butts off, you don't have tweets, you don't have passive-aggressive messages on streams and leaks from the building and all that nonsense because everybody's doing the CYA thing, then maybe you're not in a three-game spiral. Maybe there isn't a cloud over the team. You're 8-2, and you're complaining. You're unhappy. And I'm talking about the players. I ain't talking about fans.
Yeah.
Because fans can do what they want to do. But they allowed the noise to get inside the building, and it was coming from the building.
Yeah, the noise went from inside the building to outside the building back to in the building. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to do an AJ rant or anything of that, but – you can't overlook the pressure he put on the offense, the pressure he put on the coaches, the pressure he put on Jalen to get him the ball. And it's been like that multiple times. The Tampa game looked like a flawless offense in the first half. what happens? We come out in the second half. We're trying to force the ball to AJ. We don't even complete a pass in the second half of the game. Rams game. He's not getting targets. They come out at halftime. Now we're going to hurry up offense. We're going to get AJ the ball, this, that, and the other. Like, this stuff has gone on. This stuff has gone on, and a lot of it is triggered by them. Again, we're sitting at 8-2, coming off two difficult wins. On the road at Green Bay, at home against Detroit. I get it. They weren't pretty, but they were tough games. What we did was say the offense don't look good enough, such and such not getting the ball. This is what we got to do. And now Jalen is in a position where he has to carry the offense. There's no reason in a one-possession game last night, for the majority of the game, he needs to throw the ball 40 times. Now, I'm just saying. Like, they're going to have to figure this thing out, man. Either they have just exposed what he's not and they got a better plan, or they had better figure out a way to nurture who he is and protect that. Because that last night was inexcusable.
And to go back to the AJ thing, because a lot of the defense of what AJ did is people saying, well, he was right.
Yeah.
But there is a big difference between saying the offense isn't where we want it to be, we got to work as a collective to get better, and what he did.
Yeah.
They're just different things. And Saquon said the offense isn't where we need it to be. It was different. You know, like even Jalen saying it's not where we want it to be. Sirianni saying it's not.
Yeah.
They're very, very different between what he said and the why he was saying it.
Yep.
Compared to what they were saying. You know?
Yeah.
And I wonder with their reaction to it, if they made their choice.
Seems like it.
As an organization.
Yeah.
You know? They said moving forward, you know what? We want him. We're not so sure about him. We're gonna. Yeah. I wonder if they made their choice.
Yeah, certainly looked like they were in support of AJ. Just call it how we see it.
Yeah,
right? There's no reports about anyone else coming out of the building from a negative standpoint, other than Jalen Hurts. He won't do this. He won't do that. There's nothing negative coming out of that building about anybody else.
Not one thing about AJ.
Right.
Not one thing about a player being upset that AJ did that.
And not even really much about Petula or Sirianni.
Nope.
No.
Not from inside there. Like, no. On the outside, you hear the noise.
Of course, yeah. But sourced stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this sourced stuff about Jalen not wanting to run and the offense, they're limited in what they can do. I'm telling you, we were 8-2, and now we're 8-5.
And they never were accepting. We complain about wins a win.
Yes.
Me and Spike, you're always a wins a win guy.
Yeah.
The problem was they complained about a win.
Yes.
Whereas Brady and Belichick for 20 years, they didn't win by 30 every single week.
You think Belichick cared if he won 17-9?
He actually probably got a little
little tingle.
Yeah. Moved.
His most gratifying Super Bowl was that 13-3 Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's like, this is football.
Yeah.
This is what my daddy taught me back at the Navy.
Yeah, Belichick was not upset about that.
No. No, he's miserable.
Yeah, but he's always miserable.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Would you be?
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will talk about some of
that. I completely forgot about that aspect of Belichick.
Well, thank God. I mean, it has calmed down. We haven't seen much about Jordan recently.
Oh, we never played the Cam Jurgens stuff, did we?
No.
We never played that. All right. We will play that coming up next, what Cam said after the game. Cam will be here at Chickies and Pete's for the Players Lounge tonight at 7. The Jordan Mailata Show is here at Chickies and Pete's at 6 with Elliot Shore Parks and myself. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly on Packer Avenue. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, Philly, fast, reliable internet can be yours when you switch to Fios. For a limited time, combine Fios home internet and one line of mobile for just $69.99 a month. Get unlimited welcome for $50 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees when you bring home your phone. And you can add Fios 300 Mbps for $19.99 a month with auto pay, mobile plus home discount, and bonus discount. Visit your greater Philly area Verizon store today to get this limited time offer and switch to their reliable 100% fiber optic network.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards, the gift that always fits, always gets used. Everybody loves them. Find a retailer near you at chickiesandpetes.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Instead of a Twitter question, I'm going to bring up a Twitter issue, Ike, that I've discovered that I think we need to remedy, is that little Jack over there on his little computer searches all of my mentions. So he, when somebody tweets at me, he sees what they're tweeting at me constantly. Yeah. So So somebody tweeted that they love 330 Country, did not tag him in it, and he just jumps in and responds.
Yep.
Here's the thing, is that this guy over there is looking at all my mentions, and it's been a rough week for that.
That's why I'm checking him.
He didn't hop in there and defend me at any point. It's just when there's something about 330 Country, then he hops in there.
Yeah.
The guy, that is psychotic behavior.
I'm sure he must do the same for me.
No, I don't have yours on.
Yeah.
I don't even know. What do you mean?
So
anytime Spike gets mentioned or somebody adds you?
Yes, yeah. He sees it.
He sees
it. On TweetDeck. Yeah.
What is it on?
It used to be TweetDeck. Now it's like X Pro or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's how I can have it always updating without having to refresh it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why are you looking at my mentions? Are you getting off on the fact that people are mean to me?
Like, no one's getting off on anything on this show.
Yeah.
No, it actually started when he went to New York.
Really?
Yeah, I've had it on my tweet.
You've had it on the tweet since I went to New York?
Well, he had to monitor your behavior up there.
Want to see what you were doing. Want to see if you're saying I'm happier there than I was here.
But then you could just follow me.
The fact that you're tweeting, you're following what people like are saying to
he
me.
He certainly wanted to know what they thought of you.
I like seeing how mad that they were at you. Yeah.
They were pretty mad at me. Yeah. And anywhere I go, must be me problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I just got my eye on you.
Right.
I'm going to start searching your mentions and start replying to those people.
All right,
fine. You want to get in a war over this? I got nothing but time.
I'm glad I don't know how to do any of this.
Oh, yeah. This guy. You wonder where I get time to watch Bengals press conferences and stuff? I'm going to take 10% of that time and read your mentions.
Yeah, all right.
All right. So we're at the point in the season here where they keep losing. I actually have some empathy for the players who have to answer the questions after the game at their locker. Because
they
don't have answers anymore, you know, especially offensively. But here was Landon Dickerson talking about... Cam Jurgens talking about the sort of week of work they put in last night after the game.
Down to week 15, how do you make those adjustments or clean up the penalties, work on communication, whatever it may be?
I think we got to be clean during the week. You know, in practice, walkthrough, everything's got to be clean. And, you know, that's going to lead to being cleaner during the game. And, you know, I don't think we're cleaning up during the week.
I don't think we're cleaning up during the week. Now, the question is, does he mean...
clean enough.
Yeah. Now, I guess, does he mean that the game is proof that they're not? Or does he mean that as he's going through the week, he's saying to himself, we are not clean enough now? I think that would be the interesting question, what specifically he meant, because I might have taken it to mean, well, guess we're not clean enough during the week based on how they perform, you know.
Yeah, the way I heard that or interpreted it is what we're seeing in the game is exactly what we see during the week.
Yeah. That's how you took it.
Yeah, that's the way I took it.
When last week Saquon talking about group focus.
Right.
And it's hard to hear that stuff week after week, because you just want to say, okay, well then just lock in. Or maybe they're just not.
Well, maybe those individual players are locked in, but the other guys,
they see it around.
They see it with somebody false starting or illegal procedure or something like that. And he's saying we're not having clean enough practices to have that translate to what we're seeing, to what we want it to be in a game. It's been exactly what you're seeing in the game is how we're practicing during the week. Which, again, that is I don't know if that's indirect or direct. I guess it's indirect. But that's indirectly a criticism or an indictment on coaching. Well, that's what the coaches are supposed to do. You're not supposed to let things slide.
Yeah.
It should be, you know, drummed into your head that this is important enough that, hey, if we got to run the play again, we'll run the play again. If the problem is, I'm not at practice, so I don't know if Nick is a screamer at practice. Is he really intense at practice? You know, Andy wasn't an intense guy, but from a defensive standpoint, Jim Johnson was. You know, you didn't want Jim Johnson getting on you in practice, right? I played for Nick Saban. It was the same way. Even though he was the head coach, he paid way more attention to stuff on defense. And when he didn't like something, he was a start the practice over with. I mean, start the practice over. I don't care if we've been in practice for an hour. He would just start it from the beginning. And I mean from the beginning of stretching and everything. Yeah,
really?
That was Nick. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. That was Nick. He would get in those moods sometimes, yeah.
Do that in college, too.
Yeah, and that's what it was. Like, you do that in college. That was before it was strict restrictions on time out there and everything. Yep. So, yeah.
Nick NIL.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, Coach Sirianni, if you're a taskmaster and you're meticulous about every little thing, then you become one of those teams that play sort of that way. Because the players now know that you pay attention to every little thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, and that, again, I'm out of practice, so I don't know what his style of coaching is. I just know that when you hear Cam Jurgens say that, to me, that's what I'm getting. I'll be interested what he says when I ask him about that tonight, because that is, to me, saying this is how we practice, and it shows up on game day, too.
You want me to predict it for you? He's going to take it back.
Probably. Well, we still have the chance to take it back.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said I have. I feel for the guys that have to. I know they make millions of dollars. Blah blah blah.
I know what you're saying.
They're still humans.
Yep.
And when you, one of the things that we've gotten from Jordan is that, like, you get to a certain point, you're doing the same thing every week. It just isn't working. I think to a certain extent, some of those guys are out of answers.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they have an answer. If they had an answer, they would have done it by now, you know?
Yeah, man. Those losing one game is bad enough. Losing two can certainly seem like an eternity. Losing three in a row, oh, my goodness.
That's a month.
Dude, everybody's in a bad mood. You go home. The family don't know whether to even speak to you or not. You know, the dog is running and hiding when you come in the house. Mom has to tell the kids to be quiet. Don't bother daddy today. Because that's how intense it is. When you lose three games in Philadelphia, losing three weeks in a row.
That's going a month basically without winning a football
yes.
game. You know?
With us?
Yeah.
It's crazy. In this city?
In this city? Yeah.
215-592-9494. CJ in Texas. You're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
Pride in this city. I've been getting beat up like, man, they got hands down here. They on my head down here. Hey, let me get some of that Ike juice. So.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
All right, Buzz.
Hey, Ike, I see that you almost accepted our faith. Me, I accepted it a little while ago. Last night, my wife asked me what you want to eat, and really what I thought to my head, this is kind of like the executioner type of thing. When you finna get executed, they're like, hey, what do you want to eat? It's the end.
The last meal.
Exactly. It's either one of a few things. You either want to accept it in the playoffs, and you get beat first round. We don't make it, and we crumble. Now, for me, I'm like, you know, we got to make the playoffs because I can't.
Yeah, we got to make the playoffs, CJ.
Yeah,
we got to make the playoffs.
But I wonder if we do crumble, do I get Nick up out of here? I'm just saying, hey, sometimes.
You want to get. Nick's not going anywhere.
Well, if they don't make the playoffs,
they're not firing Nick. They'll get rid of other people before they fire Nick.
Yeah.
You think because he just won the Super Bowl a year ago.
And the rest of them did, too. So it was fun.
They said the rest of them did, too. You're right.
Yeah. If they don't make the playoffs, everything's on the table.
I think they like Nick enough that they don't think this is Nick Sirianni's fault.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
I think they liked Nick when they thought Nick was an offensive guy. And then they had to pivot when they saw, okay, this ain't an offensive guy. He's a good coaching guy, but look at your culture now. It ain't really right. So it's like, now it's like, how do we keep this going on? The best thing we could hope is to get his homeboy in that wants to be like Vic Fangio and just run the offense. That's the only thing we can hope. His big brother comes in. Yeah, if Frank comes in and says, hey, you know what? I'll be your offense coordinator. I'm not going away. That's the only thing we can hope for. Now, I'll say this.
I mean, that's where I would lean.
Well, just so you don't have to go through this every year. Yeah. Not that he's going to fix everything, but like, not to, so we don't have to go through this rigmarole every single year.
But at least he's an experienced play caller.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Now, I look at, and he's put the streets and all the Jalen defenders. Johnny Cochran wasn't good as DC. They got so many excuses. They all start off the same thing. Well, you know, he played horrible, but you know, if he had a caught this and if this had a did that. This is, I'm like, hey, what y'all need to understand is, but did he pull the trigger? The glove don't defend, he must have quit. Hey, Jalen has not been, when it's time to lean on him, is he's not that guy. That play was hard. That pick, dude, I almost tomorrow most of my TV.
Me too.
Why would you throw that?
I actually couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
The one at the end of the game, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, the one at the end of the game,
I
was unbelievable.
I assumed they were going to win.
Yeah. At that point,
I was like, he played horrible. Of course, he's going to have the game winning drive, and they're going to tell me he's a winner.
Yes.
Like, that's where I was already.
I was getting ready.
No, I
know. Yeah.
Oh, I could feel all the little Twitter fingers getting ready. Yeah. All the people adding Spike.
You would have seen all of them.
Yeah. Every single one of them.
Sicko.
I was getting ready.
Hey, now, Spike.
Yeah.
I see you,
trying to figure out which GIF I want to use.
You know these Twitter streets, too. They've been on your head in these Twitter streets.
Oh, I know. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm built for it, sorta. Yeah, it's been a rough couple of weeks, but I you know what I have on my side?
The truth.
The truth. Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. It ain't the truth. Now, even he been playing that bad, he still ain't no doggone. He still ain't no dude who won't take a layup. Come on, man.
I don't know, Jim.
Yeah, you just happy because you got doggone your.
I'm not happy.
Well, I'm happy.
Jack's happy. I'm not happy.
Schwarby's back.
Yeah. All right, CJ.
We love it, man.
Except me.
All right,
we got a couple days before we got to get back on the horse, CJ.
Yeah. I'm not happy.
Oh, CJ's out. CJ's
been out. Oh, he's out. Yeah, CJ. Now, CJ's been out, yeah.
Yeah, CJ's happy.
Yeah.
Not me. 215-592-9494. You know what can make you happy? The cars are. John Ashdale at Colonial Hyundai. He knows it's the holiday season. Colonial knows it's the holiday season. So they are in the holiday spirit for you in a number of different ways. How about financing as low as 0%? They're going to get your payment down, which on a brand new Hyundai, and get your payment down, get your payment exactly where you want it to be. Come on. Holiday spirit. Over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot. So whichever one you want to buy as a gift for yourself, they got it for you. And the trade-in? Oh, come on. They're going to be generous there, too. They're in the giving mood. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. Everybody knows it. A guaranteed $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. And how about this? Every brand new Hyundai that comes from Colonial, you know you're getting America's best warranty. A 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. More for your trade. 0% financing. Come on. Get over to Colonial Hyundai, Route 30 in Downingtown, online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year, 20% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Yoni in Long Island, on Long Island. You're on WIP. Hey. What's up, Yoni?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Yoni?
I'm good. I have a question for you guys. I'm going to start with this. Have you watched a movie before and then rewatched it? And then are you shocked what happens when you rewatch it?
Yes.
The second time?
Well, yeah, sometimes you're like, how did I not see this the whole time?
Oh, is that?
Yeah, like The Sixth Sense or something. You know, once you know how this...
Shutter Island?
Yeah. Shutter Island as well, yes.
Okay, well, my point here is that when you watch a movie, you know, like, the basic idea of what happened. So you know what's going to come at the end of the movie. You know the plot. You know all that.
Oh, I understand. So, are you shocked at what happens at the end of the movie? Saying. Yes. Yeah. No, you're not shocked. Yeah.
Correct. So what I'm trying to say is that when you're watching the Eagles right now and you're comparing it to 2023, where we came off of the Super Bowl, and then you saw collapse happen, how are we still blaming the same person? Like, this, we have the same rhetoric that we had in 2023. Oh, it's Jalen Wash. Is the offense, do all these players regress? Like, we're having the same rhetoric. Like, we saw this movie before. We figured out who the issue was. We removed Sirianni from choosing his OC. We fixed the issue. We won a Super Bowl, and now we went back to the same issue. And now we're having the same discussion. Like, I don't get it.
Because I don't think that was simply the issue. Certainly on offense, I don't think it was simply the issue. Here's the thing, man. When we look at 23... 24, 25. You can say the difference was the offensive coordinator. I will tell you the difference was we had an out-of-body experience running back in 2024 that covered up for a lot of the things we couldn't do. I'm looking at Jalen Hurts' numbers this year compared to last year. They're the same. They're the same. He has the same interception rate, the same touchdown rate, very close to the same completion percentage. He's not running as much, but that's, I think, on him as much as anything else. Mm-hmm. What covered up for it last year was an out-of-body experience that the running back had. And now that everyone knows that it's there, we're seeing more eight-man fronts. We can't do anything with it. I can get with you that it might be a mistake to let the head coach hire his own offensive coordinator, internal hire. I can understand that that might be a mistake. But I think it's also a mistake to say that, like, over the last 4 years, 22, 23, 24, 25, we've had one MVP-level Jalen Hurts season. It was 3 years ago. So what I would ask you, if you weren't an Eagles fan, if this wasn't football, and I had 4 years of something, and we had 3 years of one thing, and 1 year of another thing, what would you think the real thing was? You would think it was the 3 years. And that's, I can even get with you in saying Nick is responsible for the crumbling, the following Super Bowl years, as a culture thing. I can get with all of that. But the fact that we're saying that it's like the offense is that, I just don't think there is a substantial difference between last year and this year, aside from how the offensive line and Saquon played.
I don't know. First of all, the games where we had to throw the ball last year, you remember after the A.J. Brown comments? And then we passed the ball the next game 35 times, and we put up like 32 points.
But we did that against Minnesota. Hold on. We did it against Minnesota. We had a great offensive game against the Giants. If you want me to go through this year, Jalen played great in the first Cowboys game. I'm sure there are as many great Jalen games this year as there were last year. Honestly, I'm sure that it's the same. We can erase last year, but like it happened. I just don't think this whole thing that we told ourselves that we can just throw it when we need to was a lie. We lied to ourselves. It wasn't true.
An Elliott lie.
An Elliott lie. Yeah.
I entirely disagree because last year we didn't have the worst success rate on offense in the entire league. We didn't lead the league in three and outs.
And not because of the run game.
No.
Yes.
You cannot go to the worst offense in the league. I don't care who the QB is, even if it's the worst QB in the league. You cannot turn a Ferrari into a horse and buggy. Like, that crossed the line. Like,
it wasn't a Ferrari. We had the 29th ranked passing offense in the league.
The offense in totality, that's all I care about.
But that's half. That was 60% of the offense last year. We didn't throw the ball on early downs at a historic rate last year because the running game worked.
You don't think the predictability of the running game now is what's causing it to be awful, horrific?
The predictability, what do you want them to do? Do you want them to put Saquon on somebody's shoulders?
Have you ever seen a screen pass in this system work? Ever. Like, since Sirianni has been here.
Here's my question to you. If Saquon Barkley said, we weren't doing anything creative last year. We were just dominating. Do you think he's lying or do you think he's wrong?
Last year, I think it was a way more diverse running scheme. Absolutely.
So when he says it's not, you just think he's lying?
Yeah, they're not going to call it the coach. They all know Kevin Petrullo and Sirianni are complete idiots. They know they're a bunch of potatoes. They don't know what the heck they're doing.
Okay.
They're not going to say that to the media. They're not going to tell everyone that.
Well, why isn't one player leaked to the media that he's unhappy with the coaching?
Because unlike the coach, they don't do that. Sirianni, if he needs whatever he needs, whenever he's in trouble, he leaks to the media. That person can't read a defense. He can't do any of this stuff. But we know that's not true. Steichen's whole offense is reading a defense with the RPOs. That's the entire offense.
And Yoni, do you know what makes an RPO really work?
Yeah.
When the quarterback runs, because it creates a mathematical advantage to the offense. In that year, Jalen Hurts ran 165 times in 15 games. That is 11 rushes a game. Did you watch the game last night when Jalen was running?
Yeah.
Did you see a quarterback who looked interested in running to you?
He absolutely could run if he didn't have four guys on him by the time he got to the outside.
All right. You're in denial. You're in denial.
It's not denial.
You are in denial.
I've watched this movie happen. I predicted a week after the Super Bowl, I predicted that this would happen because I know the pattern with Sirianni. And every time we win a Super Bowl, Howie lets a coach hire their own coordinator. I've seen this movie before. I know how this goes.
Okay. All right. You're going to see during the offseason.
But my question is that if you do think Hurts is limited, which is okay, I agree. I've never called Hurts more than a top 10 QB. I've always had him like the 10th or 11th guy. So if you're arguing that he's a limited player, the argument should be that you need an actual play caller and a guy who has some stability at offense yearly, not a guy switching play callers and learning a new system that doesn't work every year.
It's not a new system! It's not a new system! It's not a new system. Stop making excuses. Sometimes it's the player. I know it hurts. I know it hurts. Tell me who's the 15th best quarterback in the NFL. Just throw somebody out.
15th best QB. What do you call it? Let's see. Bo Nix.
Okay, do you think that you could have a system where Bo Nix is all of a sudden maximized? Like, they're winning not because of Bo Nix. They're winning because they have a great defense. And they will. If Bo Nix can't become a more accurate thrower, they are going to run into trouble. It's just the truth, man.
Guess what? They have a play caller to cover up for the deficiencies of their QB. Sean Payton is a great play caller. We don't have anything close to that. We have a guy who's never called plays in his life. 15 years he's been passed over. He's only here because he's Sirianni's buddy.
Thank you for the call, Yoni. I think two things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
They could have made not a great hired offensive coordinator, but also I just don't believe there is a substantial difference in last year and this year aside from the running game.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think, as I'm thinking about the offseason and what you can do next year, now, there are several options there. Which one is more feasible? Which one is more likely? Replacing the offensive coordinator and bringing in another guy, maybe that is someone that's familiar with what Nick Sirianni has done. I'm using Frank Reich as an example.
Yeah.
What would it may be bringing in a guy like Frank Reich to help this situation could make it better. I don't know if it makes Jalen this, but as far as
makes it stable.
Yeah, stabilizing everything. Yeah. You're gonna have a play caller here that you can run with and who Nick trusts. I wonder if the Eagles are thinking that way, or do they believe so much in Kevin Petrullo and Nick Sirianni moving forward, they decide to stick with him.
I think the idea of stability there is great.
And keeping it with Jalen.
Yeah.
With Jalen.
Whether the stability is keeping it with Petrullo or hiring a coordinator that you're not worried about leaving, I think both of those things are additive.
Yeah.
But as far as maximizing what Jalen can do, I think they were trying to do that. Like, I think this whole simple offense, don't turn it over, mm-hmm. like, tell him not to take risks, all of those things, I think that's trying to maximize what
agree.
He could, you know?
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
But to be fair, and I know last year from a passing standpoint wasn't it, but there's something to having an experienced play caller there that the offense has at least thrived around an experienced play caller.
I agree. And whether that is you keep Petullo because he will have experience,
yep.
or it's Reich, that somebody that you're not going to think is going to leave. I don't want to repeat myself, but this is that is the quandary with a head coach that doesn't call plays,
yep.
is that you go through this. I think getting stability there is
because I don't
important.
Think I yeah. don't think removing Nick Sirianni is even on the table.
Even if they lose, even if they don't make the play,
they could lose out. I don't believe they think he's the issue.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. Yeah,
I think they like Nick Sirianni as the head coach.
I think so too.
Yeah,
for a number of reasons.
Yeah,
yeah. 215-592-9494 Very.
We did win a Super Bowl.
We did, and been to two.
Boy, thank God we won that Super Bowl
last
year.
Oh man. Yeah, yeah. This year would feel way different.
And that's a big part of why 23 felt the way it did.
Yeah.
Because we didn't win that Super Bowl.
And you thought you missed your chance.
Yes.
The top five of five is coming up next. It is the top five blames.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Always exciting.
He's gearing up.
He's looking forward to this.
He's gearing up.
I got most of it out of the way earlier.
All right. We're at Chickies and Feats in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The holidays are here and playoff football is in the air. Now, whether you're celebrating with family or fired up for a festive tailgate, Dietz & Watson has everything you need. Serve up the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles, plus delicious sausages, premium meats, and artisan cheeses to make any holiday spread shine. And for those busy holiday errands, grab some high-protein Dietz nuts, meat snacks, perfect on the go. Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, proudly crafted since 1939. Visit DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.